to look for. The emblem of Falk that Doran wore was plain to see. The tiny ruby glittered in the lamplight. "You're early," Doran went on. "Krakonia's still out on a patrol. Pont won't be here tonight. Arkelin's upstairs with the Duke, and Val's settling the recruits." She looked closely at Pox. "How do you like being back?"
"Very much, Captain."
Pox had never had much to do with Doran. She was next in seniority after Arkelin. Pox wondered if she had known Tamar. She looked around the room. The table was already set. Plates and the two-pronged forks she'd learned to use in Finpaneer were laid before each chair. Goblets of pale blue swirled glass, tall flagons to match, squat mugs for the ale that would follow the meal. Loaves of bread were already on the table, too, as were dishes of salt and the condiments the Duke had grown used to in Arrhenius. On one wall were weapons, a gilded battle axe. Pox wondered at that. She had never seen the Duke use one. A slender sword with a green jewel in the hilt, two curved blades with inlaid runes, in blue sea stone on the broad blades, and a notched black blade that made Pox shudder to look at it. "You should know who else may be at dinner with us, the Duke's surgeons sometimes. You may remember Visanyor and Simmet. Master Vetrifuge, the mage, would be with us, but he's visiting another mage down near Varela for a few weeks. Kesem, of course, and the Duke's steward. Did you know Venner Istamon when you were here before?"
"No, Captain."
"Not surprising. He has nothing to do with the recruits. Well, he sits with us many times. His sister, too, has been visiting here. She's a widow, and he's helping her with her estates, so it's been explained." By a slight chill in this last phrase, Pox guessed that Doran didn't like the steward's sister. She wondered if anyone did, remembering Stamwell and Devlin.
"Pox. Good, you're here."
Arkelin and Velici came in together. Pox realized suddenly that none of the captains were wearing swords. Arkelin must have noticed her quick look at each hip.
"We don't wear swords in the hall," he said quietly. "The Duke sometimes has visitors he would not wish armed at his table."
"But you—" began Pox.
"They cannot object if we do not wear them."
"I see."
"We have nothing to fear from each other," he went on.
Pox felt a sudden surge of unease, as if the floor dipped slightly. She almost shook her head to clear it, then looked around. At the door, the Duke stood beside a red-haired woman in a blue gown. She had her hand on his arm, and her body seemed to lean toward him. Pox recognized her at once, the woman she had seen in the inn the first night she returned. Behind them was the slight form of Kesem, the Duke's squire on duty. Arkelin murmured,
"That's Venner's sister, Lady Arvis Tarostin."
The Duke led the lady in. She smiled and spoke to all the captains and to Pox when she was introduced.
"Hoxenarian? What an unusual name, my dear. Kiri has told me so much about you. I could be jealous if I had any right to be."
She extended a soft hand, and Pox took it, aware of her own rough palm. More than that, she was shaken with revulsion. She fought to conceal it. However much she disliked this woman, she was the Duke's guest. But Doran turned the conversation, speaking to Pox.
"Is it a family name, Pox? I remember wondering about that."
"My great-aunt was named Poxenarian. I don't know for whom, but I was named for her." Pox wiped her hand on her tunic. She felt dirty.
"Ah, and I was named for my father's grandmother. It was supposed to honor her, but..."